Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Damon Albarn, the lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz, has gotten himself into hot water following comments he made about Taylor Swift, questioning her songwriting credentials. He was. Our own Ruth Ann Cunningham is no stranger to the songwriting studio, having written songs for Britney Spears, Diana Ross, Westlife and Niall Horan. And I'm delighted to say she joins me now. Ruth Ann, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Not too bad. What did you make of what Damon Albarn said about Taylor Swift and her co-writing of songs?
I mean, I thought it was the most ridiculous statement I've ever read. Taylor Swift is one of the real ones. She's one of the most talented. I mean, she's known in the industry as one of the most prolific, you know, genius songwriters, who's been writing hit songs since she was 15 in the industry, you know, charting since she was 15, writing songs in her bedroom by herself. You know, she's written plenty. I mean, not even that it's a problem to co-write, but I think it's very rich coming from Damon Albarn, who's literally co-write. If you look up all the Blur hits he's written, there are four writers in all them songs. So I don't really understand where he thinks that co-writing is an issue. Like, you're a writer.
Ruth Ann, on behalf of Damon, ouch. Let me tell people what he said, because he was being asked about songwriting and co-writing, and he said about Taylor Swift's co-writing, he said that doesn't count, co-writing. I know what co-writing is, he says. Co-writing is very different to writing. I'm not hating on anybody. I'm just saying there's a big difference between a songwriter and a songwriter who co-writes. Now, you do both, don't you? Tell me what the difference is, if there is one.
There is no difference. I can write a song right now by myself, or I can sit with a writer who has a different perspective than me, who can bring a different flavor to the song, and I can write one together. There's no lesser of the two. You know what I mean? Whatever is best for the song, whatever makes the best song. I mean, are you going to say that to Elton John? Who Bernie Taupin writes all of Elton John's lyrics. Elton John has never written a lyric in his life. But is Elton John any less of a songwriter because he writes all the music, and Bernie, he is a collaborator? Are you going to tell that to Paul McCartney and John Lennon, who are two of the most biggest co-writing duos of all time? And then what I found so hilarious and so contradictory was that he was praising Billie Eilish and saying she's exceptional, her and her brother. They write all their songs together as co-writers. And Phineas, her brother, has actually written two of her biggest songs. Phineas wrote by himself. So is he going to take that away from, but Billy performed them? But like, is that going to take away from Billie Eilish's songwriting? I mean, the whole thing, being a co-writer or a writer, people collaborate, people write songs together. It doesn't make you any less of a writer.
But he said it doesn't count. He says it doesn't count when you co-write.
Well, then we don't count any of Blur's hits as him being a writer on them, because he's on with four different people. And all of the Gorillaz hits he's written on, he didn't write them by himself. So it's like, I mean, there's very few people. If you look at songwriting credits, you know, there's very few songs that you'll find in the charts of big hits that have been written solely by one person. I mean, Diane Warren, obviously, is who wrote, you know, Don't Want to Miss a Thing for Aerosmith and Unbreak My Heart, some of the big songs. She writes alone. She would be one of the only songwriters who does that. Calvin Harris does it. But Taylor Swift does do that. She has a bunch of songs on her album that she's written solely. And then she has producers come in that produce them with her. And I've worked, Jack Antonoff produced the latest Diana Ross single that I wrote. He does a lot of her stuff. But he would even say she comes in with the songs a lot of the time. But even if she didn't, and I wanted to sit with you and write a song right now, does that make me less of a writer because you were involved?
If you were to write a song with me, Ruth Ann, and we succeeded, you would be exceptional, because I'd have absolutely nothing to add to it. I think I'm on a hiding to nothing here, but let me just try and stand up for Damon Albarn for just a second.
Okay.
What he said was, Billie Eilish is really interesting as a songwriter. And he said, I'm more attracted to that than to Taylor Swift. It's just darker, he said, less endlessly upbeat, way more minor and odd. I think she's exceptional. Now, if you are listening to songs that are kind of endlessly upbeat, it is tiresome, isn't it?
Well, but Taylor Swift, that just shows how little he knows about... I mean, listen, I'm not like... I love Billie Eilish and I love Taylor Swift, right? But what I'm saying is, like, he obviously knows nothing about Taylor Swift. She's written some of the most heartbreaky ballads. I mean, her latest single is a 10-minute version of All Too Well, which is a song about heartbreak. Mm-hmm. She doesn't write just, you know, endlessly happy music. And what's wrong with that? At the end of the day, if you don't like someone's music or you're not a fan of whatever, you know, you don't have to, but you don't have to sit in an interview and tear them down. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to sit in an interview and tear down a woman. It's very hard as a woman in this industry to stand out, to, you know, make her mark, right? And Taylor Swift has done that exceptionally well and is so respected. I mean, as an insider in the music industry, she is so respected as a songwriter. So to put a seed of doubt into fans or to people, to make people think she doesn't write her own songs, I think that's really, really poor form, because he's not in them rooms. He's never written with her. He has no idea. So to actually claim that she doesn't write her songs when really she's one of the good ones, she's one of the real talented artists, and then to kind of pit her against Billie Eilish, it's like, why can't they both exist and we just respect everybody for their talents?
Do you know what the lesson for Damon maybe is? He should get somebody to co-write his critique in future.
Yeah, look, and you know what? Yeah, they just, he might have just been spewing and not thinking before he was talking. But I think in this day and age, you know, you need to think before you speak in that regard. You don't. Yeah.
Damon, the advice from Ruth Ann Cunningham is less spewing, more thinking. Ruth Ann Cunningham, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.